Hello, everybody. It's another podcast from your favorite podcaster. I'm going to stop singing. Anyway, yo, welcome to another episode of the Up 19 show. I'm your host, James. And today, we will be talking about music. you know that already. But we're going to talk about UK music, so scoot up bow, boom. So, guys, before I explain to you what we're going to be talking about today, I want to just say something. For you guys who listen to my free throw news, yes, I haven't made a episode in a month now, like about over 3 weeks right now. And the reason why is because, man, a lot of music business have been getting into has been like I'm a lot of music. A lot of music stuff has been happening in the last few weeks, and that's why I took a little break from the podcast. And so once the 4 weeks is over, I'm gonna start. And all that, but I'm not going to catch up on the ones I missed, just because also recently in the NBA there hasn't been too much good things, in my opinion. There's been a lot of basic ones, and I don't really want to go over them, to be fair. So yeah, I'm kind of just like, I'm not in the basketball mood at the moment, so yeah, that's kind of why. But once I start hearing new moves about basketball, then I'll, yeah, because really, like I said when I started the podcast over 2 months ago, I don't know, but I said to you in the first episode, oh, because the first week of basketball, like the first week of the new season was relatively good. The second week was also good. The third week and the fourth week, they were okay. But nowadays, it's kind of going slow. So I, in my opinion, one, I might start doing more videos when the 4 weeks is over. Or I'll leave it until Christmas. Okay? Does that seem fair? I'll tell you in the next... I'll tell you in the next Up 19 show episode next week. But yeah. So, guys, I want to, in today's episode, in the Up 19 show episode, enough from far from free throw news drama, yeah. So, man. So today we'll be talking about Stormzy. Yeah, and his new album, which is coming out in 6 days' time. Haha. So, last week, Stormzy said on the Jonathan Ross show, for you Americans, you Canadians, I don't know, anybody who just doesn't know UK TV, there's a guy called Jonathan Ross, and he does this night show, this late show, like how in America they have them, in Ireland. He has a late show where he brings on the most famous or like the most talked about celebrity that week, and then he invites them onto this sofa, and basically he talks at one individually, and then once the whole gang has came, then they start having a proper conversation. That's basically what the show's about. So actually, Stormzy is really good mates with Jonathan Ross. And speaking of Jonathan Ross, he doesn't actually pronounce his R's, which is weird because his last name is Ross. And so every time he says his name, he says Jonathan Woss. But it's Jonathan Ross. So, yeah. So they are great mates. And last week, Stormzy went on the Jonathan Ross show and talked about his new album, which is coming out on the 13th of December this year. Of course, in 6 days' time. And for you Stormzy people, or for you non-educated people about Stormzy, or not non-educated, just people who doesn't know who Stormzy is. For you guys, Stormzy in 2015 wrote a kind of like diss track thing to Kanye West, because at the Brit Awards that year, 2015, Kanye West had to say about who is these people and all that, and he said backup dancers. And because Stormzy isn't a backup dancer, he's a grime rapper. He basically made a freestyle and rapped it in front of his mates. Yeah. And so basically, for the past few years, he's been called the king of grime and all that. And also, he has a really fit girlfriend. Say no more. Anyway. So, long story short, that's what he says. Like, he gets that from his mom. Stormzy says not a long story short all the time. Basically, non-story short, he hasn't made an album or like a proper EP like album for like 3 years. His last one was in 2016, and he hasn't made that many. He's been at a lot of features. And he made a song called Take Me Back to London. And featuring Ed Sheeran, which is so cool. Like, Ed Sheeran and him are also good mates. When they're together, they swear a lot. They swear, like, 24/7, basically, when they're together. And so, long story short, he popped out and released three singles, really. Crown, Vossy Bop, and the one, the only, what's the song called again? Man, I'm lost, man. It's called, what is it called, man? Let me just look at it on Spotify. I got Spotify on my screen anyway. It is called, oh, I'll just list them out again. So we have Crown, we have Vossy Bop, we have Sounds of the Skeng, and Philly Flow. So he released those four singles this year. And in my opinion, I think Sounds of the Skeng, because it's like one of the most popular ones, it has to be my favorite single of this year, to be fair. And then my second would have to be, I don't know, like Whip from KO or something. That's going off topic. But yeah, basically he made He released four singles this year because he was teasing as his album. And what he's trying to do, as I think what he said last week, is he's trying to like ease on. He's trying to like be very like secretive on it. He's trying to be like hide the fact that he has been recording all this stuff and all that. And so, yeah. And basically, I think last year he cut his hair a little bit short because he was trying to say to people, oh, my album is coming when my hair goes to its normal level, and no one noticed it. So that was a fail. That was last year, but this year, which is going to be in 6 days, will be his new album. So yeah, and so my thoughts on the singles, like I did with Mick Jenkins, like remember when I told you he released the song, fam, what was it? It was called, man, I'm forgetting names. What was it called? It was called, I'm smoking by myself, fucking lonely. Percy Jackson. Percy, that's it, Percy. Like how Mick Jenkins released the song Percy, and he was featured on the song Lemonade. Them two flows together, in my opinion, hopefully, will make out his album. And actually, guys, his album hasn't dropped yet. His album has not dropped yet. Come on, Mick Jenkins, man. If it comes out, like, in the next 2 weeks, please, like, finally. I'm actually going to say that. Finally, fuckingly. Because if he releases it in, like, Jan, then I'm actually going to be pissed. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Basically, I'm just saying that from my thoughts on what his four singles were about and how they were, like, you know, sang, how the tones are and how the beats match, I think it will be a quite, like, party or, like, a real strong meaning type of album. That's what I think it's going to be like. And I will say it with my chest. You get it? I don't need no microphone to say it with my chest. Haha. So, guys, I want to just talk about Mick Jenkins for a little bit now. Like I just said last segment, I really, really want this album drop. Because I haven't been listening to too much American rap recently. And like I said, I think last episode, which was a bonus episode, or I don't know if it was that one or the last, or like the previous one, I don't know. But I just want to say, man, if this drops, man, if it's going to be like a Christmas type of album, man, especially for me, you know what I mean? It's Christmas season. It's going to be the 12th day of Christmas in about 5 days. So, yeah, on the second day of Christmas, Stormzy releases his album, Blood and Guts, Shanks and Stabs, and Three Gold Chains. I'm not gonna sing that. But yeah, basically, guys, hopefully, man, Mick Jenkins releases his album. And if you don't, if you don't really know who he is, just look up Mick Jenkins and start. I want you to do this. Don't do any other way. Start from the recent album and then work your way down the years. Okay? Go from Pieces of a Man to The Healing Component to Waves to The Waters. And I want you, after you finish The Waters, go to YouTube and look up Chicago, Mick Jenkins. If you do that, I will love you forever. You hear me out, bruv. Do that for me, and I will make you, are going to be a millionaire when you're older. Trust me, man. Okay. That's a bit weird, but yeah. Thank you guys for listening, and I'll see you guys the next freaking episode. Skidabow, we peace. Boom.